tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
See, this is awkward when we don't have the headphones.
It's too late.
We hear nothing.
All right.
We heard nothing, but it's going to look real good.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We tried to channel that melody. Well, what's up, Dance Moms, Junkies, and welcome to tonight's Reclap of your favorite Dance Moms Dance Show after show. And yeah, we have some exciting guests tonight. You asked, woo-hoo, and we delivered. We've got the real Nia Sue in the house.
Yay!
Yay! Dance Mom Holly and video producer Mikey Vinden. Yay! So, Nia, your fans are going to be so excited. Mm-hmm. We are going to be talking about her amazing launch of Star in Your Own Life later on in the episode. We're going to get how we're going to take it is like we usually do, a smaller recap and then get into the video. Mm-hmm. Please keep those tweets coming. I've been getting tweets from Australia and Ireland. We love getting to know
the
you
Bahamas.
All through Twitter. It's been so fun. You can tweet us directly at hashtag ABTV Dance Moms. You can always tweet yours truly directly, and you have been, at Candace_Camacho. And let's introduce everybody. I'll start down there with that gorgeous redhead.
Oh, why, thank you. Not so much anymore. But my name is Christy Olson. I'm so excited you guys are here. I have a lot of questions for you. And you all can tweet me at Christy Reports. I love it.
And, of course, I am Tony Moore, and you can tweet me at Lounging with Tony.
I'm JJ Snyder. We are all stars in our own lives tonight here with Nia Sue. Oh, my goodness. So inspired by your message. And I know a lot of you fans are out there because I've heard from you today on Twitter and Instagram at J2 Snyder.
Yes.
And we hear from y'all all the time.
Yes. Oh, we do.
And I know you do, too, so I'm pretty sure everybody knows your Twitter account, so you don't need to say that. As well as Dance Mom Holly. You got some diehard fans out there, and it's awesome.
But say it anyway, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your Twitter name?
Oh, so The Real Nia Sue.
The real Nia Sue.
Real Nia Sue, yes. But it's like the real Nia Sue.
Yeah. And you had to do that because there were people posing as you, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow.
That's when you know you made it, when people are pretending to be you.
And
I don't have that
it's
yet.
It's lots of kids, too. Lots of kids tweeting. Because a couple times I was like, oh! And then I was like, oh, okay. It wasn't the real Nia Sue.
Well, when it's like a real Nia Sue, but then she has like 10 followers, then you're like, I don't think that's the real Nia Sue.
That's not her. The one with like the K written next to a number, that's the real one. I don't have that K. I'm looking for it, though.
You keep looking for that K.
So let's get into this episode, Showdown in Pittsburgh, Part 1. Yeah, this is the last week that they're competing before they head back to L.A., apparently to move to L.A., Season 5, Episode 17, right? Lots of episodes. So they're in Home Sweet Home. Is this the last pyramid in Pittsburgh?
Ooh.
Probably.
It was a little bit emotional for the moms and the dancers, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah?
It was a little emotional because I'm like, I've been there since I was 3, so I don't want to say goodbye to the studio.
Yeah, not yet, right?
But you are on to bigger and better things, so
So this week the competition is huge because it's the last competition before L.A. Mm-hmm. You got your regular competition with all of your normal stresses plus the jump convention, which is a dance convention where you have the opportunity to earn scholarships.
Right.
Which is pretty exciting. And I guess you all have clones because I don't really know how you all would be doing all of that choreography. But
They do it all.
Yeah, they
I'm still trying to learn it.
A little wrench in this episode is not only do you have those two big jobs, but the Candy Apples will be showing up as well as Ava and Jeanette, and that was a pretty big philosophy.
We all know
the show.
It's just another team full of co-stars and guest stars. You know, I say that every week.
Yeah, raise your hand if you knew we were going to be seeing Jeanette again. I mean, seriously.
Yes.
Well, bless her heart. Everyone's trying to have their 15 minutes of fame. Mm-hmm. Welcome, Jeanette.
Yeah. Right.
Tick, tick, tick. Well, I was happy to see Ava back, actually.
Yeah.
So she can.
Yep. And I made the call that we'd see Candy again this season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The night, yeah.
Well, you know Kathy's not going anywhere.
Oh, I said Candy, Kathy. Yes.
Well, it's the Candy Apples. We got what you were saying. Kathy's not going anywhere. She's always going to find her way back on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, with the pyramid, man, Kendall is at the bottom because she got upset because she's not supposed to be human and not supposed to have feelings, not supposed to ever be a little girl.
No.
I guess.
Yeah, I was really surprised by this, especially after the week that she had last week. You'd think Abby would still be writing that out a little bit, congratulating her on the great job that she did in the music video, but I guess, you know, every week is a fresh start, and
you shed a tear, you end up at the bottom. Her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't have that.
Do you ever get, like, when all that negativity happens, do you ever just... Are you able to just shut it off now? And
I try to shut it off. Sometimes it gets to me, but I'm like, you know, just roll off your shoulder because you know it's gonna be better.
Water off the duck's back.
Yeah, just.
I wish I had made that in a pill that we could just pop, right?
Anti-negativity pill.
Right.
But you've been speaking up this season. Like I was like, look at her. She's all grown up now. Yeah. She pulls Abby off to the side and says like how you feel, and you know, in a very
always very mature.
It's very calm, respectable way.
It's very calm and quick. Yeah. Like, I don't see it that way.
Yeah.
That's your opinion.
We're just commending you
because I think a lot of people out there think that they would lose their cool with someone like Abby. Yeah. And the fact that you're so young and you can kind of just let it roll off your shoulders, we really commend you on that, girl.
Thanks.
Yeah. Good job, Dr. Holly.
Yeah. There's a mama in the house.
Yeah.
Mackenzie next, because she didn't perform. Mm-hmm. Nia talking about the releve and the lengthening of the legs, but I have to say my eyes really went to Nia, went to you and that group dance, so I don't really know what that was about. JoJo did a great job dancing without any arms, and
bless her heart.
Kalani did a beautiful penché.
Yes.
And then Miss Maddie, who performed at the Grammys, is on top.
Good for her. I had for her, because she was like going through who all she met and everything. Did she meet Beyonce? That's who I want to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She kind of met her. She like...
Was it in passing?
In passing.
That's enough for me.
Okay.
That's enough. That's enough. I would have felt that wind, and I would have stopped, and I would have said, Beyonce's here.
Beyonce looked at her, so I was
that's
like,
that's enough for me. I take that. If Beyonce was like way across the street and did like this to me, I'd be like, we met. I have this whole story behind it.
Oh my gosh.
Just a little.
Just a little.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Just a little pep in your step.
Yeah. Just something to put on my Facebook and Twitter. Yeah. So.
I graced past Beyonce.
Yeah. I would have took a photo. She would have looked like this, but still, zoom in, you would have saw that it was Beyonce.
And Mia, if we were having this conversation with you, who are the big stars that you've met that really stand out to you?
I really like Cody Simpson.
Mm. Oh, he's so cute.
Cody Simpson. Mm. But Justin Bieber, but I do like Selena Gomez and Meghan Trainor. Love Meghan Trainor.
Yes. I love Meghan Trainor.
Have you gotten a chance to meet any people that really speak to you?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've met, you know, one of my favorite people that I've met would be Gabby Douglas.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yes. I love her.
That's fantastic.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's the Beyonce of gymnastics people.
She's
the Beyonce.
That's right. I haven't met Beyonce yet.
No.
But it's coming soon.
We're going to meet her.
You're definitely going to have to meet her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gabby Douglas is still doing gymnastics. I feel like I haven't heard about her in a while.
Well, this is so hard. I would love to just sit here and talk to Nia about every single thing. But the girls are attending Starbound National Talent Competition, because we want to have lots of time to talk about Nia's music video. Kendall and Kalani gain solos, and the group dance is called No Sign of Life. It's supposed to be chilling. and supposed to scare everybody, I suppose.
It was another lyrical, right?
It was, yeah, lyrical yeah. contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about the lyricals? Because from our point of view in the audience, we have the feeling that it's a good chance you're going to win with a lyrical. So how do you feel about them personally? Is it
I like lyrical, song? But I do like contemporary and musical theater.
Oh, really?
I love those two. Those yeah. have to be my favorite.
So when those come up, you're like,
contemporary.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You impressed all of us at that dance-off in L.A.
Oh,
with
thanks.
With the Scampi Apples. It was amazing. Yeah. Even Holly, you were like, whose kid is that?
You know what? It's been interesting to see Nia evolve as a dancer and mature, and that's the beauty of L.A. I think it's brought out a different side of Nia mm-hmm. than I ever imagined.
Yeah. Do you feel like more at home here with this style of dance?
And, I do.
In this fast-paced
I love
line?
It here. Right. I want to live here. Literally.
Yeah, well, sounds like you're on your way.
ever
I'll just live with Mikey, you know.
Exactly. Come on over. I got an extra bedroom.
That sounds like a reality show spinoff waiting to happen.
Hello.
Yeah, because yeah, we've noticed, like, even in the beginning of the season, there was a lot of comments that we couldn't believe the choreography Nia was getting. And it seems like in the last couple of weeks, for us, it's been getting spiced up and that she's mm-hmm. finding a style that's more kind of appropriate for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think so. This season, I've gotten more solos that are more me mm-hmm. and not, you know, just a solo just to do. It's yeah. a solo that I really love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See what happens when
style.
You want a death drop? You just let you just go. Just let your wings fly. One death drop at a time.
Then I'd like to touch a little bit on that scene with Kathy, with Vivi, her daughter. There's a fly.
Yeah, let's talk about
hopefully
that.
Hopefully it doesn't fly into my lip gloss.
Is it me, or do you guys notice that every time Kathy has a talk with Vivi, they're always eating ice cream? Am I the only one that notices that?
Oh, gosh. Is that
yeah,
true?
You are right.
Yeah. I went to one of my favorite ice cream shops in Pittsburgh, though.
Oh, yeah. Really? No way! Tell us about it.
Well, I went on a fourth grade field trip there, I think, so it was pretty fun.
Well, did anybody think it was odd that she didn't get her child's citizenship, like, when she was born? Like, did she, you know, I mean, I know she kind of explained that, but between all the huffing and puffing of beating Abby, I didn't really feel like that was the.
I mean, I understood because she wanted Vivi to understand receiving the citizenship and mm-hmm. be proud of it. So I think as a mom, maybe she didn't want to take that moment away from her. And to have her at an age where she better understands, you know, what just happened rather than just doing it yeah. and then her not fully understanding. Yeah. So I think I kind of got it after okay. she explained it. Because I was with you. I was like, why don't you get your baby American
citizenship
first?
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
I thought it was touching.
When you adopt a child into your family, you're essentially making them a member of your family, just like mm-hmm. all the other members of your family. And if all the other members of your family are American citizens, then I would think when you adopt a baby, you make them an American citizen because they're part of the family, not some mm-hmm. extra part of the family right. who isn't a citizen yeah. yet. Or I don't know.
You
I
did real good.
A lot of people consider. A lot of people consider.
Choice, you did
I'm
good.
Trying. I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to see if I can maybe not get any negative tweets this week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh! A lot of people consider American citizenship like a big privilege.
Yes.
And that's something that
it is.
You should take some time out and kind of reflect about. And so mm-hmm. to me, I was kind of touched by that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cool.
I guess for me, and maybe Holly, you can comment on this, but the interaction between those two was just a little bit off.
Yeah, what do you think of
but,
Kathy
I mean,
as a mom?
Well, ooh. I see ooh. Kathy from a different perspective. She's a great mom. Mm-hmm. She loves Vivienne. And Vivienne has an incredible personality when you get to know her.
She does.
She's really mm-hmm. funny.
Mm-hmm. She's
so
really
Kathy's
funny.
Kathy's quirky. Yeah. Vivi's really funny. And I don't think you get a chance to see that. So seeing them interact and interface that way, that seems like normal for me. Like, mm-hmm. Kathy's okay. on her tangent talking about nonsense, and okay. Vivi's like, let me just eat my ice cream.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what I have to look forward to with Athena when she gets to be that age. Mm-hmm. Right now, she's only 20 months, and she doesn't, you know, she just runs away.
Yeah.
Okay, well, during the Kathy's dance rehearsal, speaking of her, Jeanette and her clan just happened to pop in. And I thought that was really scripted.
Well, of course.
I mean, was that awkward?
I mean, I guess. It was kind of like one of those, what are you doing here? And then they have this little argument of, oh, we're in rehearsal. No, we are supposed to have rehearsal. And I'm like, did you not walk by someone at the front desk to make sure that the space was clear?
No, they just
went
in when the producers told them to.
Well, mm-hmm. we all know about reality TV.
Yeah, mm-hmm. moving on.
I'm just going to sip tea
on that.
We
heard Kathy's rant today. Yeah. Abby's rant today.
What? My mom, we'll get to that. My mom actually walked by the living room. She's visiting me again, and she heard
more
Kathy.
Of your mom?
I
didn't
know.
You just,
sorry.
Yeah, that's wonderful. She missed you because you were just there for 2 weeks.
Well, my husband had this like 4-day convention that I had to work with him, so she came in to babysit the kids.
Oh, nice.
But
mom.
Truthfully, I have her in town all the time because I want a life. Besides my child, too. Even though I love my child, I eat, sleep, and drink my child.
Holly, does this make sense to you?
I'm a mother of three.
Yes.
Okay.
So yes.
Balancing a lot.
So, bye-bye, Holly. Well, did you guys want to talk about...
Wait,
any,
what did your mom say?
Your mom walked by the living room.
Oh, walked by the TV.
Oh, she just was like, who the heck is that lady? And she thinks... She said, she thinks she's really something. I'm like, well, she got a spot on national television.
That's a great mom way of putting it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was a nice way of putting it.
Yeah.
Hey, my mom would have phrased this differently.
My mom watched her first Dance Moms episode this week because she was here visiting with me, so I made her sit down and watch an episode of the show. Mm-hmm. And I think she was a little bit blown away by just the intensity and what you all have to deal with and your relationships. Do people come up to you on the street and just say to you, how do you do it?
Oh, constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think people also just... They feel very emotional about mm-hmm. it. It's like a roller coaster, and mm-hmm. like, I just want to do something. And I think they feel like they're very familiar with you because we visit them every week in their homes on Tuesday mm-hmm. nights. They're like, oh, I feel like I know you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So for me, I think people just want to know, how do you keep your cool?
Yeah.
Like, you seem fairly level-headed for the most part. I'm not perfect, but how do you manage all of that intensity and without losing your cool, you don't curse? And it's like, for me, it's keeping a balance of perspective. What's a real world problem and what's not? This is supposed to be about dance. It's supposed to be about celebrating the girls and just keeping it in perspective.
I don't know. Holly got real gangsta on Abby a few times this week. I nicknamed you Holiqua just to let you know. I was like, usually Dr. Holly is real cool. She's very, like, you know, put things into perspective. But then all of a sudden, Holiqua came out, and I was like, who is this?
Well, don't mess with my baby's opportunities.
That's right. I think she told Kira a few episodes ago, she was like, I'm from the Bronx, girl. I'm not worried about you. I was like, look at Holiqua. She's putting people in place. Respectfully.
Well, this season's been, like, a little bit of a boiling pot,
mm-hmm.
I think, for you guys, right? And to see this video happen really kind of brought a lot of emotions like mm-hmm. up, didn't it?
I think so.
To actually like complete this video.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll just jump across town back to just Ava really quick. Her mm-hmm. solo is going to be called Hurtful Words. And she's channeling all of those words about her body image and hateful words that Abby has said. So I'm going to be interested to hear or watch that next week. And I really liked hearing from her. That was the first time that I really got to see her personality, and mm-hmm. I enjoyed that.
Well, good for her. She has a way to get it out. She has an outlet to release whatever she's feeling
she,
about
she
that.
She spoke very introspectively mm-hmm. and got her point across. I was kind of surprised by her. We just haven't seen a lot of her actually talking and gotten a dose of her personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that takes us to the big viewing, which is what we're all here to talk about.
Yes.
So, Nia, you have your first music video star in your life. Star in your own life, rather, debuted on the show last night. So what's the feedback been so far?
I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. Oh my gosh, so many tweets. Like, that was my first time, like, actually, like, live tweet, like, during the show. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think mm-hmm. I've done it, like, as much. And I loved it, just communicating with the fans.
Ooh,
and
look, there she is.
There she is! That's my favorite part, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look at that fierce face.
The silver guys.
That's called serving face, for those of you who don't know what that is.
That is called a beat face.
Yes.
That is called living.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So let's go back to the beginning of, like, how the song came about, how the video concept mm-hmm. came about.
Yeah.
And, Mikey, that's where you come in.
Exactly.
Once you heard the song, like, what vision did you have for it?
Well, obviously, being really good friends with Aubrey O'Day, mm-hmm. that was kind of the beginning of how I met Holly and how I met Nia. Mm-hmm. And they told me they were doing this song called Star in Your Own Life, and it needed to be strong and powerful and, like, her birth of an artist to the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, with all that being said, I knew I wanted to make it, like, a heavy dance video, mm-hmm. heavy fashion, tons of glam, hair, makeup over the top.
Because who doesn't
diva.
Want that?
Yeah. Find me out.
Right.
Yeah. And I just knew that I wanted to make a real video, yeah. not, like, a bootleg $2 video.
Yeah.
Because I have a reputation that I have to uphold, and I wanted to, like, invite them on into my world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As opposed
yeah.
to me going into their world.
Yeah.
And so I feel like we really accomplished that. Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of the video. But, you know, from the beginning, obviously I wanted to have her by herself, doing, you know, her own thing, have her with guy dancers, mm-hmm. have her with girl dancers, mm-hmm. have her with the Kiss Boys, yeah. just to really show the variety of what she can do, because I feel like a lot of times people don't get to see that.
Yeah.
And this video is very, like, relatable MTV generation. Mm-hmm. It's not a dance competition video.
Yeah.
If you,
yeah.
I'm not speaking anything bad about dance competitions, but... You know, to compete with Rihanna and Katy Perry and all these girls, mm-hmm. you have to be cool. Yeah. And you have to be edgy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have to kind of drive down your own lane, but still work on the same highway as everyone else,
yeah.
if that
right.
makes sense.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think Nia did an amazing job for her first video ever.
Yeah.
And I really do think, not because I'm just biased because I'm the director and the choreographer, but I feel like it really stands up with other videos that are out there on Vevo and on YouTube.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a question for you, Mikey.
Yeah.
I mean, you've worked, for people who don't know, you've worked with Christina, you've worked with Britney.
Well, I've worked with Pussycat Dolls, Usher, yeah. Pink,
Gwen
you know.
Stefani.
Yeah. In the Pussycat Dolls, we work with Britney and Christina and Gwen Stefani and Charlize mm-hmm. Theron and Pamela Anderson, Carmen Electra, Maya, Fergie, the list kind of keeps going on and on.
Yeah.
You know,
so
I've done
of all these talented women that you've been around, mm-hmm. To work with Nia, what do you see in her?
Well, I see, because I actually started off in the business as a child actor, singer, dancer. Mm-hmm. So when I got a call for this project, I kind of, it touched a little piece of like my inner kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just saw a lot of myself in her and vice versa. And, you know, she just is such a good, sincere girl. And she's not jaded. She comes from a good family. And, like, I think everyone out there in the world can see that.
Yeah.
So I took interest in her. She's not one of these, like, little bratty kids that maybe you see on the show, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
So I...
Subtle there.
Yeah, but I just think that we had a lot in common. And we kind of saw eye to eye. And I think you kind of see that in the ending result.
Yeah. Holly, how do you feel about the direction that Nia has gone in? Because this is definitely another side of Nia that we haven't seen. What are your thoughts about that? Because we also, last week, as I told you, we had Kendall's producers mm-hmm. come in, and they said that you guys met with them as well. What was the decision factor in that, and how did this come about other than that?
This versus that. It's a really interesting road and journey for us.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, we did meet with the producers of Kendall's music, and that decision was made for us.
Mm.
So we didn't have to make that decision. Abby made the decision for us by taking away that music opportunity from Nia.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, we came out to LA, and part of our mission was to find opportunities for our daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, she's part of the elite competition team, but Nia wanted to do music, and if Abby did not want to work with her on that project, we were going to take advantage of whatever opportunity we had. And Aubrey O'Day had expressed interest in working with Nia.
Mm-hmm.
She heard that she has a great voice. Yes, Nia's only 13, but she has potential and talent, and she wanted to work with her and said if I was interested, she would help me.
Yeah.
And so if Aubrey O'Day expresses interest of working with your daughter on music, I'm going to
take it.
I'm going to wait around.
Yeah.
And so I seized that opportunity. And from there, we've been blessed because Aubrey has opened the doors with working with radio and Mikey and a host of incredible people. and they've served as mentors. And for us, helping Nia, who's about to turn 14 in June, figure out who she is. I mean, she's a young woman, and she has a voice. She has aspirations. She wants to get into the music business. And being surrounded by people that you trust and who believe in you and have high expectations. I mean, when we started working with Mikey, he didn't water down his expectations. He treated me as he would any other professional, even though knowing that she's a child, still having those high standards of excellence, and she was able to rise to that occasion, and I appreciate that. Yeah. He didn't say you can't do it or you're too young, and he really heard and didn't put her and listened to her, and I like that. He would always ask, Nia, how do you feel about this? I have this idea. This is my conceptual framework. And he was always asking for information and feedback and guidance, and the two of them have a great rapport. He brings out the best in Nia, and a side of her I have not seen, but a side of her that she's very comfortable with, too.
Holly, I just want to make sure that I understood and that we clarified what you were saying. So last week we heard that both you and Nia were invited to this meeting with Nietzsche and the other producers. Yes. And at some point after that, Holly or Abby took that opportunity away from you?
Yes, correct. Okay. The following day.
Oh. So we don't even think it was 24 hours.
It wasn't even 24 hours. We were on the sidewalk. I had asked Abby a question. She got mad and said, no song for Nia. End of story. Like, okay, if you don't want to give Nia a song, I know people who are willing to work with me. Nia's not signed to a label. We're independent.
Right. Yeah.
She can do songs with whoever she wants. So she could have done a song with them, but she's not limited. But Abby took that song away from her, that opportunity. And so rather than have a pity party,
we're going to make something happen.
How did you feel about that, Nia, when that happened?
Well, whenever it happened, it just... I wasn't really shocked by it because Abby does things like that all the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm really happy now because I know that with Aubrey, she won't take that opportunity away from me.
Yeah.
That's interesting because that's not how it was portrayed at all. I mean, from my point of view, I thought that they had the same opportunity and then you turned that one down and you went with
she kind of made the decision for us.
Yeah.
Right. That, so we never had any subsequent conversations with them about that. So I don't know where they have that information, but we've never had a follow-up conversation.
So your hunch, like, way back with the first music video, what was that video, the YouTube?
Maddie B?
Yeah, Maddie B, when you chose to stay and do the video. So your hunch back then was, like, right on.
I had no regrets. Yeah. I really don't. I trusted my gut. I try to do the right thing with integrity and character, and that's how I live my life. And I thought if we had agreed to do that Maddie B video, nothing had changed, and Nia signed on for it, and I feel good about it. I look back at my LA experiences and what we've done so far this year and this competition season, and I think, not saying we're perfect, but everything's kind of playing out as it should.
Well, I hope you guys don't think this is a tacky question, but we heard a lot about how much Abby was spending on Kendall in her music video. We've wondered a lot on this show who's footing the bill for Nia's music career, if there's a management team behind her. Well, Abby made a big fuss about that she put over $50,000 behind Kendall. So is that something that insulted you, that Abby was spending that much money on another student?
Oh, no, that's Abby's Kendall's manager, and so as her manager, that makes sense that she wants to invest that in her client. I have no problem with that. Of course, she should invest that in her client. Absolutely. Yeah. Just like we've invested in Nia's video experience and her music. Like, this has been a comprehensive, Mikey has. I mean, it's been really a community effort.
Yeah.
So it has not been just one-sided. It didn't come from one channel of a pot of resources. It's been a community effort to make it happen.
And by the way, our video was not cheap. Okay. I think it looks like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Hope that's okay to say. Just keep it real.
I said last week because everyone was trying to compare, you know, number. I'm like, look, Nia, your video looks amazing. So obviously, you know, there was a coin behind that. So somebody had to put that in. And then Kendall, The helicopter hangar. I mean, that looks like right. So everyone's investing in everyone. So.
Okay, mm-hmm. I think with a lot of results. People like don't even care about the budgets of yes. of the no. videos. Also, because
but
in
it
the
involves
end,
Abby and
I got
who's,
you.
Who's Abby's manager?
I totally got you.
Who's yeah. managing mm-hmm. them? And
in
and
the end,
really
what a lot of people enjoy. No, it's all good. Mm-hmm. But I'm just getting to the point that a lot of people enjoy just the experience.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean.
Right.
Like when it comes down to it, it's about the experience. So. I loved those Kiss Boys behind you, but I want to know, so there was like several different segments in the video. Was there one segment that you kind of enjoyed more than the other in filming?
I really loved all of it.
Really?
I loved everything. I loved the hallway with the sweater, like the little sweater.
The fur.
That's not like a good long hallway just to walk down.
Diva.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Right. She's
like our baby Naomi Campbell.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It was
baby
awesome.
Tyra.
The wind blowing.
I loved getting silver. That was awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
That was
my favorite
awesome.
Part.
Yeah.
I just loved everything. I loved the wall part with my girls.
Yeah.
And I liked hanging with the boys.
Yeah. You had some fun choreography in with those girls.
Yeah.
I was wondering, you know, there was so much talk about we're going to have this hairstylist, we're going to have the yeah. makeup, and then we saw you on the show, like, get the lip gloss and the eyelashes, and I felt like you, when you're sitting there in that chair, I could really see you felt different. Did it feel different?
I felt a lot different. I was just like, wow, I've never seen myself like this before.
And I
You're
think
like,
that...
I kind of like it.
Yeah. I was like,
nice.
I can get used to this.
Yeah. Your eyeshadow, your makeup, the highlighter was like to die for.
I just loved
gorgeous.
Every bit of it.
Yeah. I have to say, when I first watched it, my jaw dropped. I was like... That's it. That's yeah. what we've been yeah. waiting to see. And I've said many times on our episodes that she just doesn't get stuff to showcase her, right? Mm-hmm. I was yeah. like, she, you know, and that's for the show and whatever, you know, however they want to, like, twist it. But I was like, you know, you reminded me of Beyonce. You did.
Ooh, I like being
yeah.
compared to Beyonce.
See how it just comes right
We've
back
been
around.
Calling you Beyonce.
You called it, Tony.
I did. Yeah. No, I think in your video, you just felt very comfortable, and it looks like you were having fun.
Because I was having a lot of fun.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, it was a magical day, and like what I was going to add to what you're saying is, it's one thing to go from like real girl, but to have that transformation into mm-hmm. like superstar diva, mm-hmm. you really see the confidence shoot up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think you could see that viewing from the makeup chair, you start to see how comfortable she felt.
Yeah.
I think it was so obvious throughout the whole day that she was just in her element mm-hmm. and she was getting to be herself, not being judged. She was in a positive environment.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh my gosh.
I think it really shines
that
through.
Made a huge difference.
It always
too.
Makes a huge difference when you're in a positive environment.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, Mikey, because yeah. I heard you kind of instructing her too during that. Like, how do I feel that way? No, I mean, honestly, what would you say to girls out there and guys?
Yeah.
But what is it? How do people find their, like, inner fierceness? Like, what's that about?
Well, I think it also, like, I always had Nia, like, rehearse in front of the mirror by herself, because I feel like you have to really watch yourself to get into your inner confidence,
mm-hmm.
it's, whether it's your inner diva for a guy or a girl, or your inner swag, whatever you want to say. But it definitely helps to be in a positive environment, and to have positive people help pull that out of you, you know? Mm-hmm. And I definitely have some tricks up my sleeve how to do that. But with Nia, it was actually easy, you know? I didn't have to really pull too much because it was all kind of there. There was just some cobwebs on top of it they had to clean off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
she hadn't been utilizing it.
Yeah.
And I think, like, as soon as we got into rehearsal, she learned all the choreography for the whole video in 2 hours.
Wow.
Well, that's just how she rolled.
But, like, working with a superstar diva, it would take 2 weeks to do a music video like that,
yeah.
or at least
mm-hmm.
a week.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to come in and bang it out in 2 hours, I told my assistant Laya, I was like shocked.
Yeah.
And then we added the dancers, and it was just such an easy and fun, magical process. Like, there was no drama.
Wish every client could be like Nia.
Wish every client could be like Nia, seriously.
Oh.
And it's like, I just had such a good time, and I feel so blessed to be able to be a part of this whole experience with you.
Aww. So, honestly, did you watch the show before meeting Mia?
You know, I have watched the show on and off throughout the years, obviously being a dancer, you know, for the past 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. But I was never a part of the competition world because I grew up in Los Angeles, born and raised, which is very rare.
Very rare.
And there's no competitions in the city of Los Angeles. They're all, like, in the outskirts.
Mm-hmm. Riverside.
You know? So I never really was a part of that as a young kid. So, you know, the answer is I watch the show sporadically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, as a former child star, what do you think of Abby and her teaching methods?
Honestly, I think that she runs a great ship and she runs a great studio, and I appreciate her honesty. Mm-hmm. I think that it's important to be honest to children, because a lot of times teachers will take the parents' money and not give them the truth. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's fair. So I think that on the positive side, she really does instill some values that do work out in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'll say.
No, that's awesome, because we've had huge debates along with the fans about whether
lots of debates.
Yes, like heated debates about whether Abby is just giving you guys a dose of what it really takes to be in this business, or whether she goes too far.
Or is she just mean?
So we're always having that conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
And I think, Holly, why are you laughing? Because you know all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I live it on a daily basis.
You do.
Yeah. And we have those conversations frequently. And I often say, I am not a mom who wants their child coddled. That's not what I subscribe to. I believe in a blessing of a skinned knee. Sometimes you have something that is some adversity, and you pick yourself up, and you learn from it, and you move forward. And it's not so much that I think that Abby, the content that is wrong, it's her delivery. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes, I hear you, what you're saying. This could be better. That should be higher, whatever. It's how you say it and how you get that message across. You don't have to be demeaning or mean-spirited about it. So, absolutely. Be direct. Be honest. I love that. It's just a delivery so the kids can actually take something constructive from that criticism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, while we're talking about Abby, she was on TMZ Live today, and she said a lot of things about the production of the show and revealed that she has kind of an argument going on with the producers.
That's every day.
I can honestly say that. What have you seen of that, and have you had any problem with production and the production crew?
I think that our production crew is incredible. So Abby's issues, I think, are Abby's issues, and heaven only knows what issues she has from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ever have a concern or question, I go directly to the production issue. I never feel pressure to do something that I'm not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
We're not scripted, so it's unscripted reality. Yes, there are situations you're put in. You respond to that. The emotions are very real. But honestly, I appreciate the production company, and I think they do the best job they can in portraying and conveying life in a competitive dance world.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I have a question, because back to the video, because there's a lot of talk about the Kiss Boys being in the video, the wardrobe, and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, some people may feel like Nia is a bit young to wear some of the things that she wore. I don't necessarily agree with that, because I see you as like a little Britney. But but like, how do you guys feel like deciding, you know, having to decide what to wear and what to put her in, and then having to also kind of think of, you know, how will this look to her audience and her fans? Like, how did you come to that?
Well, I personally feel that every teenage girl wants to be sexy.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it real. Yeah. And I think that 13-year-old, 14-year-old girls in junior high are doing a lot worse than what we did in the music video.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very specific about if we're going to show
a lot worse.
Right. If we're going to show her stomach, we're not going to show her legs. If we're going to show her, like, you know, I tried to have a balance with it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, what they wear in competitions is next to nothing.
That's
they wear like little
itty
bitty teeny bikinis with rhinestones on it.
Yeah.
So what we were wearing was fashion, designer fashion, you know, mixing highs and lows with expensive designers and vintage and all this type of stuff. And I thought it was very tasteful.
I
thought it was cool, edgy. I think little girls are going to watch that and go like, I want to dress like that. Yeah. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
It was very balanced. It was a balance. Like,
it's not like she was on a stripper pole wearing a string bikini.
No.
You know what I mean? In thigh-high boots.
Right. Yeah. Nothing was provocative. I think it was edgy, but it was very I think it still was very age-appropriate. So she had, like, ripped-up jeans, but I think for Nia,
that's what 13-year-old girls wear.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And they look up to Rihanna. Look what Rihanna's doing.
Oh, exactly.
Bitch, better have my money. Yeah. You know, and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
people are bumping. What she's talking about, but please get her money.
I think people forget that Nia is a teenager. She's 14. I think people think that she's 9. I
think
she's
think that I'm 9.
I think they think more you're like 12-ish, but you're actually turning 14next month.
And just getting to know her, she's so grounded and such a like a good girl, and she has such a good head on her shoulders, and I think the viewers can see that. Mm-hmm. And coming from a great family, I mean, I've dealt with a lot more train wrecks, you know, and Holly and Nia have it together.
People
have to understand that she's not like a regular, you know, 13-year-old that's just been to school and, you know, doing softball team or whatever. I mean, she's been all over the world, and she's dealt with a lot of, you know, factors in her life.
I think also when you're in the position that you are, it's not only how you present yourself, but it's how you influence other people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a great tweet today from a girl in the Bahamas, actually, who said, tell Nia, I said, does anyone want to say anything to Nia? And they said, tell Nia that we are really glad that she encouraged us to send real pictures of ourselves.
Oh, right. And I told them to change their icons on their Twitter because they had them of, like, you know, of just different people. Like all the other girls. And I'm like, you know, just change your thing to yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
start your own life.
Yeah, right. Start your own life. Have that confidence and do.
That's a beautiful message.
What we've seen is that this has been a really profound grassroots movement that people have caught on to this message of starting your own life by changing your avatar and the confidence. And it seems like people are kind of just attaching themselves to this. They're excited about this. So the momentum and people, it speaks to them, boys and girls. But I think a lot of girls are seeing a sense of voice and confidence and the self-esteem building. And to have another young girl doing that, taking a risk, having a voice in adversity, talking to Abby, speaking up, but just saying be you and celebrate you.
Yeah.
Man, it feels so good to be part of something good, like positive, doesn't it?
It feels really good.
And you've been such a good example because you've never given up no matter, you know, what was thrown at you, and it's a tremendous example to, like, other, you know, girls out there that want to do something big, but, you know, you don't.
And boys.
It's like you turn those no's into yeses. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah.
What, like, inside, like, keeps you going? Like, what do you look to when you, you know, to push out the negativity? What do to stay positive?
Honestly, to stay positive, I'm like, you know what? Like, this is my life, and nobody else can run my life. Like, you know, if I have good thoughts in my head, I'll be happy. And if I don't let all that negativity get to me, then I don't feel it because it's not getting to me.
Right.
Ooh, I'm so glad at this age you figured it out, because there's some folks who are my age and we haven't quite figured
that
out.
So well spoken, right? To the point.
We're going to do a Nia world tour.
Right.
Motivational speaker.
But, no, I mean, you know, you hold on to that because it'll never change, right?
Mm-hmm. I agree wholeheartedly. It's not easy, and my greatest job and accomplishment is being a mom. I have a doctorate in education from an Ivy League institution, but nothing compares to being a mom.
Yeah.
And for me, my greatest work and accomplishment are my children. And at the end of the day, I have to teach them how to be functioning, responsible, good people. Mm-hmm. That's like, what are you going to contribute and give back to the world?
Yeah.
So if Nia is able to do this and she's on her way at 13, I'm so proud of her. That's like, I feel like I'm doing a job. Yeah. I'm doing my job well.
Also, whenever I come home from dance, sometimes I'm like, gosh, it's been a long day. My dad's just like, you know, Nia, it's okay. Just like, you know, just calm down. You can just go to bed and get back up in the morning and you'll be just fine. He's very mellow like that. He's just like, you'll just be fine.
You've just gotten everything thrown at you, and it'll just be fine.
It'll be okay.
We don't get to see a lot of your dad, Nia. How does he feel about you and your mom being the big stars of the family and him having to be in the background?
Well, I think he thinks that he's not in the background.
Loved it when Abby said, "I love my hugs from Evan." In the episode, did you catch that?
It was really
I thought she said hikes with Evan.
No, she said hugs from him.
Oh, okay.
She hugged her.
She loves herself some Evan.
She does.
She really does. I have to remind him, he is mine.
Right. Yeah. You have to watch him.
You did a really great announcement after your video at your premiere. That was really, it was a very heartfelt, and then you had a nice moment with Abby, which was like really quite beautiful. And it was really cool that you didn't even know she was there.
Oh, yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea. Okay. She kind of surprised me whenever she showed up. I was like, oh, you're here. Yeah.
That's such a moment of humility because of all the things that you've had to deal with and go through. It's like, I forgive you. It's absolutely nothing. You know, I want to thank my dance teacher. So that was really cool.
Well, yeah, and how did it feel to have her say in front of a bunch of people how great you are?
Yeah.
You get so much criticism from her, so
I know,
must have felt great.
Right. It made me feel really good because I don't hear that from her a lot, and it's nice to hear something really nice from her.
Seemed like she kind of showed up for you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Seems like
yeah.
It.
So because we, you know, during your premiere, the girls weren't there for your premiere, but how are they responding to your video now? Like, have they congratulated you? What have they told you about
the girls? Have been very supportive.
Good.
Oh, they told me today, like, they're really happy for me. They support me 110%.
Good. Yay. What's the next video?
Don't know.
Oh, just gotta wait and see. I can't give that away.
Yeah, we're not gonna say anything.
Nope.
Are you taking? So you're living. You're in LA right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you taking singing while you're here and acting?
Yes.
Or are you filming a lot?
We're filming most of the time, but our Mondays are kind of like our day off. So we have all of our appointments and everything on Mondays and Sundays. Kind of.
Are you in the new studio?
Can't disclose it just yet.
You have to
wait and see.
Okay.
We have driven by that studio so many times and
taken so many pictures.
we keep looking inside and like seeing what's happening.
It's really pretty. It's really pretty studio.
It's coming together quite nicely.
It's huge.
Are you now filming for the rest of season 5 or are you still, like, you know, after the mid-season break, are you guys onto that? Are you still filming for the rest of this season?
Oh, so right now we're filming the second half. Mm-hmm. For Dance Moms, it's like Dance Moms never goes off the air.
It does not.
What are you going to do? So next week is the mid-season finale, mm-hmm. and then we come back for the second half of Dance Moms, but the break isn't as long this year, which mm-hmm. is really exciting. So what we're filming now, we've spent the last... We'll be in LA for 10 weeks, and we filmed the first 5 weeks, and so we're now in the second half of the 5 weeks.
Oh, okay.
So we're living here in LA, and it's just the two of us, and all the moms have their own apartments. It's pretty cool.
I heard that it was a bit of a small one-bedroom apartment that you all each are in. Is that right?
That is true. Correct. Yeah.
Melissa has a two-bedroom since she has two kids, but we make it work.
It's cozy.
I was excited in this episode that they mentioned Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's coming up.
That's where I was.
Oh, my gosh. Mia, what was the funnest thing you remember about Tony in Australia?
You said something in the airport that was really, really funny.
What? I have no idea what I said. I don't know what it was.
I can't remember.
Who knows what I was talking
about? It was
about.
So... Oh, you had the pillow on your head.
Oh! I had my... Okay, because whenever I travel, I have, like, a neck pillow. Because, you know, sometimes if I lean to this side, you know, the shoulder's too far, so I need something to catch it right there.
I can't remember. But you said something that was really funny. You were like... Like, this is how you end a conversation. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I wish I remember now. See, I say
it was
and then
really
I forget.
Funny.
But you'll have to see the Australia episodes. They're exciting. We have mm-hmm. some surprise guests I don't want to give away.
Mm-hmm. Really?
They've been hounding me about Australia, and I haven't been able to say anything. But I can tell you what, you may not see me that often because I told y'all production kept saying, Tony.
Out of the shot.
Yeah. So I was always like Homer Simpson. I was just back up into a bush and be like,
You can actually, in season 1, you could actually see my little brother sometimes in the background. You could always kind of see his head, and he'd be like, "That's me."
Speaking of your brothers, what do your brothers think about your song and your video? Like, are they?
They were smiling during the party.
We can't watch this. We can't see our sister like this. Like, how are they
actually,
feeling?
My older brother, he said that like it's an amazing video. He said like, this is like a real video.
Oh,
a real video.
Right.
And William, he's just like, go Nia, go Nia. He is hilarious.
Do you miss them and your dad when you're out here in LA for so long and traveling?
I do.
Yeah. Do FaceTime?
We do FaceTime.
Okay.
Do they ever get to come visit?
They were able to visit for Easter, which was nice. That was my youngest. He turned 12, so they came out for a week. And so we had their Easter break out here, which was nice.
Cool. Oh, fun.
I didn't get to see my dogs, though.
Oh.
How many dogs do you have?
I have two.
Oh, that's a lot of responsibility. We had a dog. Wherever you are, I hope you're okay.
Oh,
I have no idea where it went. My dad was like, "I'll be back," and the dog went. So,
well, I rescue dogs, so I probably helped him
Thank
out.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, what's coming up for you, Nia?
Yeah,
like, what else is happening?
I really want to say, but I can't say.
But she has something exciting I can see behind her eyes.
Well, there's been some rumors online that you're actually dancing with International Dance Academy of Hollywood, a different studio. Is that correct?
Well, she's not.
I've taken a class.
Oh, okay. Okay, so everyone don't get too wound up. Jump and shift.
Right.
Just a class.
Okay. Everyone's been speculating. Is Nia still part of ALDC? We see that a lot on social, on the social media. And Nia still is a member of the ALDC.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have found is that as part in from working with Aubrey and from Mikey in the choreography that's involved with the video, and if she wants to continue with the music, everyone surrounded with music has encouraged her to take classes that would make her more marketable, keep mm-hmm. her fresh, hone those skills that are going to be important to the industry.
Yeah.
So we're really taking advantage of opportunities in LA, taking classes in hip-hop and jazz funk that will really help her, you know, hopefully for the next time she works with Mikey or anyone else. So it's just good. Like if she's doing something else with with Mikey or performing, whether it's 100%. A video or a live performance, she can go in there and I don't know if she would say bust a move.
Yeah,
we still say bust a move.
Does she have a manager out here in LA to help her get these opportunities, or are you doing it?
I'm kind of like the momager right now, so heaven help us. we need it's been a labor of love. We have been surrounded by a lot of people, but when it comes to the music industry, we don't have a manager. We have a team of friends that have been wonderful. Mikey, Aubrey have been invaluable. We've been so blessed to have them surrounding us and helping us move forward. We have an incredible PR team. And that, because a lot of her music right now is on social media, we don't have a label, so it's not playing on the airwaves unless people call in and have it on your local radio stations.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
I saw fan tweets saying that they've heard it on the radio in other countries. Did you know that? Have you seen those?
No!
Specifically, it was from Belgium.
Somebody is walking it out in Belgium.
They're walking it out.
That's pretty cool, right?
That is. Awesome.
Well, you know what? Now, okay, so if you are a fan that's somewhere else in the U.S., tweet us a video of you strutting it out to Nia's song.
Yeah,
we can start a Star in Your Own Life.
So if you're in like Belgium or little Idaho, no offense to Idaho. I mean,
tweet us
and let us know and post your video and maybe we'll show it.
Maybe we'll show it. That's a great idea.
See how I just come up
with
stuff.
I like that. Let's get together. Let's do one together. Maybe.
Oh, we'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the Kiss Boys section? People love
I'll come
that.
And teach you.
You
come
like that.
I'll come and break it down for you guys. I'll pull out your inner diva like you asked for, in front of the mirror.
Let me tell you.
Work it out.
I'm going in the mirror when I get home.
It's already out. I got that one little part. That's standard.
The inner diva. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Yeah. You'll get it.
Does anybody have anything else they want to say?
Just congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
And be happy, be proud. out. Take this moment in. Mm-hmm. And if you need anybody else for your video, you call me.
We are so proud of you. We're so glad that we're finally seeing you shine. I mean, we've seen you shine the whole time, obviously, but that music video is incredible.
Yeah. And it's so great that you came tonight. It's like the awesomest party for us to have you here.
Thank you.
I always say that, you know, I mean, throughout the show and throughout the seasons, you know, Abby always critiques, you know, your legs and this and that and the other, but I've always said that you are one of the hardest working members there, because even I think there was one episode where I think a lot of girls went on vacation and did this, but you still stayed, you were still in class, you still attended stuff, and so you're always very hardworking, and see, now you're prospering from that, so kudos to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us today, and I think it's so important that people get to see the behind the scenes and the people who have been involved. Abby's been instrumental. We wouldn't be in LA if we weren't part of the elite competition team, so that's been a benefit. And we wouldn't have had the music experience without Mikey and Aubrey and the video, and that's really getting people to see Nia. And hopefully for all of those young people out there who have been told they couldn't do something or it's not their time or whatever, not to give up hope, because even if sometimes people don't see that inequality that you have, that you possess, everyone gets a star in your own life. There's only one you. And that's the beautiful thing. And we told Nia from when she was really little, even if you're not picked for something, you get to star in your own life. Mm-hmm. And eventually, it does come around. Mm-hmm. So don't give up hope. And I hope, if nothing else, that this inspires people to have hope and for things that they really want to achieve. Because if Nia's able to do this little girl from Pittsburgh, who probably heard more no's than yes, and she's been able to have this incredible experience, and it could happen to anyone.
Aww.
Mama.
Right? All right, do we have any predictions?
We all know what the predictions are. There's going to be more yelling, more drama. Kathy's going to probably do some antic or something. She's going to come in with a water bottle, a cake, or a shoe or something.
Abby's going to get a little mad. There's going to be fabulous solos. There's going to be amazing group numbers. Mm-hmm. And Nia is going to continue to shine.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to talk about it.
We get to see her next projects, which we're excited to.
Yes.
All right. So where can they find you all?
Well, everybody, please tweet me at Christy Reports.
And, of course, you can find me on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at Lounging with Tony, or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
Oh, am I going to say mine?
Okay. Yeah. Better.
I have a lot, so.
I mean, did you not hear all the stuff I asked? So you say them all.
Okay. So Nia Nation, my app. Also, my website, NiaSueFrazier.com. And then my Twitter is RealNiaSue. And then my Instagram is Nia_Sue5.
There we go.
Right.
Is that it? You got them all?
I think I have them all.
Check it out.
Okay.
Yay. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'm at J2Snyder on Instagram and Twitter. Love hearing from you.
As do I, Candace_Camacho, and you could always subscribe to my YouTube channel at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. And it's been amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you guys.
So I hope all the fans enjoyed it. Please tweet us at #ABTVDanceMoms. Thanks for joining us for this reclap.
Woo! I get so scared whenever that happens.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.